talking about filmmaking within South Africa, and we've got a director and writer who's actually just released a mini-series, four-part, if I'm not mistaken,
Yebo.
That's going to be on SABC One. It's 20 Years of Lakshan Culture.
9 p.m. on SABC One, Mzansi for sure.
Which days is it on?
Mondays.
Okay, there we go.
So every Monday, two parts have already gone down.
So number three tomorrow.
Number three tomorrow.
And Lakshan Culture is I've got to be honest with you, I didn't realize Lakshan Culture was a South African brand until somebody actually told me.
Because it's so good, right?
Right. And yeah. I had sneakers at Varsity. I think they were like with the Velcro straps, and they were like pink and white or blue and white. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then a couple of people were like, hey, look at your sneakers. I was like, yeah. Cool. And I got them at a mall. I thought they were pretty, and that was a thing. But there is a whole backstory, and that's what you actually cover in your mini series here.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's three. Please don't ma'am me. Gosh. There's three founders, and there's what angle are you sort of covering when it comes to the story? Is it how they formed, or like what's happened in the 20 years? Because there's a lot of things that, I mean, they've just Fashion Week. They were just at Fashion Week now, and they had a whole...
There we go.
They had a whole moment, and they also paid homage to two people who were pretty big in the youth movement. In the movement, yeah.
So what the four part is, it's part one is about the beginning, right? Where it all begins, how it forms. It's about telling the story of when Wandi and Sichaba meet and everyone else who is part of that movement as it begins. There are other members of this movement as it begins, right? So part one tells the story of what happens when it starts. Yeah. And then part two tells the story of let's think of it this way. It's like a car. You get into a car, you're going somewhere. Part two is about when you get to that place, you make an impact. You're so big. What happens when you become popular or you make it, right? It's everything that they did once they become popular or they get to their destination. Part three is about, okay, now we're here. We stand out. People see who we are, but we run into some car issues. So it's about the dark times that Lakshan Culture went through, including all the founders and some of the founding members passing away, and the separation of some of the members in the organization, right? And all the other things in between that turn out to be not so great, including counterfeiting of their products, where they lost a lot of money, so their business going into kind of trouble.
Hong Kong,
Hong Kongs and stuff. Part four is about their redemption. What does Lakshan Culture look like today? Because most people don't seem to know or understand. What does it look like today? What does it look like in the future?
Very cool.
What are the next 20 years of Lakshan Culture going to be like? So part four focuses on the sun coming out, you know, from this dark times for Lakshan Culture. So that's basically what the mini series is about.
Before you got involved with this particular series, you were actually involved with two South African musicians who Lakshan Culture actually, I suppose, paid homage to within their 20-year celebration at SA Fashion Week. I don't even know what question I'm trying to ask here.
Well, I know exactly what question you're trying to ask. Pro and Jabba, right? So me being the person that I am a South African who loves South African culture, especially in the pop music pop culture space. So I tried to do a documentary last year with Pro Kid before he passed on. And we had started talking about the structure, how we're going to do it. Sure. And he passed on while we were kind of piecing it together.
Had you already started filming?
Yeah, we had shot like one or two things. But it's like the story's incomplete. We really can't do anything about it. And WHP, at some point, I was trying to reach and trying to kind of get in the same space to say, let's do something.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? And the same happened to him. And I think it was the same year then I started speaking to a couple more people, and I reached out. And then I met Wandi, who is currently now a big part of why I even jumped into the directing role confidently, because he mentors me and beats me into the man I am.
Wandi, who's
not physically.
Wandi, who's one of the founders of
Lakshan
Culture.
Yeah, he's a great guy, very cool person, and he's
and
a mentor of
together.
Mine. Yes, then we spoke and we kind of have the same reference, and we love culture and we love pop culture, and we spoke on the same terms, and we were like, dude, we have to do this, but we have to start with the story of Lakshan Culture.
Love
it. Yeah, because Lakshan Culture culture is a magnificent story. 20 years is no pop and place.
Mm-mm.
You know?
100%. If you've got a question that you'd like to send through, do it now because we only have a couple more minutes together with Neo. 082-550-5151. We've already got one that's about finance and backup plans and advice, which we'll touch on in the next few. You're locked on to 5FM Extra Loud Mornings.